Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Avnorin Rossi Shechiu, Chayav Chayav Fega, Bas Michal Dispasia, Tina Bracha, Bas Hadassah Esther, Asur Hadassah, and Ephraim Ben Rus, and Rav Yigal, Meir Ben Gloria, the Astrovtze Rebbe, the great guy in the Astrovtze, in Sefer Meir and Echachamim, asked the following kasha. In the Gemara in Pesachim, Adav Heam Adbeis, Rebbe says that we learn from Rebbe Akiva, who says to do the Yerchamitz on Erev Pesach, not on Pesach. We learn three things. One of them is that in Yerchamitz ala B'Sreifa. Yerchamitz is B'Sreifa, which you can't do on Yontif, and therefore it's not on Erev Yontif. The kasha is that in Pesachim Chav Zayin Amud Beis, we learn that Ein Biyur Chomitz El B'Sreifer from Noiser. Mamatzinu mi Noiser. Noiser, it says Baal Sassiru. Chomitz, it says Baal Sassiru. Just like Noiser is B'Sreifer, leftover Kachim is B'Sreifer, so too Chomitz is B'Sreifer. Now in Beitza, Dav Beis Amud Aleph, Beis Shammai holds that Su'or B'Kizayis, the Shir for Su'or, for Leaven is a Kizayis. The Shir for Chomitz is a larger Shir, it's a Kakosevis. And if so, that by Yerav Chomitz is B'Kakosevis, you can't learn Chomitz from Noisar, that it's B'Sreifa. Because Noisar is only B'Kizayis. And Chomitz is a large year, it's Kakosevis, so you can't learn that you have to burn Chomitz. It's a different, it's more kal, you need a larger year. So the Menchas Chinuch discusses it in Mesfaches, brought by the Chubas Mutzal Le'eshin Simen Unav. So, how can you learn Chomitz from Noisar? Chomitz is a larger year, according to Beis Shammai. Now, Rabbi Akiva learns Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Se'or Mibateichem. It says Se'or. And this is from Erev Yomtiv. And Erev Yomtiv, you have to get rid of your Se'or. So maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Shammai, that Chomitz is a Kakosevis. You can't learn from Noiser because Noiser is a Kizayis. And it's only the Se'or that you have to burn on Erev Yomtiv. Only Se'or can be learned from Noiser. So when it says Tashbisu, it's talking about Se'or. Se'or is on Erev Yomtiv. Hashem came Chametz, Se'or is like a leaven. Chametz, which is bread, is a weaker leavening agent. There, the shear is kakosevis. You can learn from Nisa. Because by Sreifa, you can say that Rabbi Akiva learns that chametz is hashbasasa b'chol davar. Chametz, you can be mashbis anyway. Because anyway, so maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai holds that Se'or b'Kizayis for Chametz b'Kakosevis. Memele, you can learn Chametz from Noiser. So Chametz is not to be, doesn't have to be burned. Hashpasasu b'chol davar. You can do it on Yantiv itself. So the question then is, how does Rava know that Ein Biur Chametz Ela B'Sreifa? We only know Biur Se'or is B'Sreifa. We don't know Biur Chametz is B'Sreifa. Maybe Rabbi Akiva only holds that Biur Se'or is B'Sreifa. But Chametz is not B'Sreifa because it can't be learned from Noiser. So maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Shammai. That's the kasha of the great, unbelievable Goyim Yastrovtze Rebbe. In the previous shir, we saw one mahalach to answer this, and we've been going through the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, HaGoyim, HaGodol, HaMufla, VeHaMuflok, Rebbe Ben Zion HaKohen Kan Zitzel. He is just a phenomenal Goyim Adir. And now we're going to present a second mahalach to answer this kasha al derech hapilpul, the Pnei Yoshua and the Tzlach, Beitza Zayin on the Beis ask, and that bit it says Beis Shammai, who says, Lichtoi Brachman Chometz V'loi Bois Or Van Amina. So why doesn't the Torah write Chometz? And it doesn't have to write Seor. And I'll say Pashut. If Chometz, that Ein Chimutzoi Kasha, it's a weaker leavening agent. There the Shear is a Kizayis. Seor, that Chimutzoi is Kasha, is certainly be Kizayis. So why B'chlal is the Torah Torea to write Sor, I can learn Sor from a Kal V'chomer. So that's the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach. And the Kasha on that is that we paskin in Makis and Dafhei Amud Dafhei in other places. Ein Einshin Min Hadin. What does it mean, Ein Einshin Min Hadin? You can't give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer. And if so, had it not written Sor, we would have learned that a Kal V'chomer from Chometz, we would have said that you don't get Malkus for Sor. And therefore the Torah had to write Sor explicitly to say that you do get Malkus. So what sort of kasha is it? The Gemara says not to write Sor, and I'll learn it from Chometz. Ma Chometz shen kimush el chumutzar kasha v'gizai Sor shen chumutzar kasha v'kol shikain. What sort of Kal V'chomer is that? Ein Einshin Min Adin. You can't learn a Kal V'chomer to Sor because you don't give punishments based on a Kal V'chomer. So that's the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. That's the Kasha of the Tzlach. This Kasha was also asked by the Pri Megadim and the Psicha L'Hilchos Pesach, Perek Aleph Reis Dalet, in the Gufei Halachos of the Maharash Al-Ghazi in Simen Ches. Now the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Pei and the Shara Melech Perak Beis in Machalos Asuras Halacha Aleph answer, based on the Rabba Magid in the second Perak of Machalos Asuras Halacha Aleph, who says that if there is a lav habon mechlal asei chutz me'akal v'choymer oz mashirin v'oinshin min hadin, in an instance where there is a lav Haba Mechlal Asay. Besides the Kal V'chomer, then Masirin, you can warn, you can make an Isser, and you can also give an Onesh Min Adin. There are many Ma'ar Mekomis about this. Kesef Mishnah, Perakei Meisur Mizbech, Halacha Vav Mishel HaMelech, Macholos Asuras, Perak Beis Halacha Aleph, Shara Melech, Hilchot Shchita, Perak Beis Halacha Aleph, Mutzom Yesh Simen Chof, Ginas Vrodim, Klal Beis, Prima Godim, Psicha Koylev, Lischelek Aleph, Vais Yudalit, Chasim Sofer and the Tshuvas Choshim Mishpat Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel the Shuvas Yankev Evan Ezra Simon Chof Yar Oizen Marechas Aleph Oiz Sadi Beis Shut Mariya Evan Ezra Simon Reche. So we have the Teretz of the Achronim that if you have a Lav of Amachlal Ase besides the Kal V'chomer, then Masirin Vayin Shimon Adin. So to we can say that since there's an essay of Ach B'yoyim HaRishon Tashbisu So'or Mibateichem, and this essay is going on all of Pesach, like the Noda Behuda writes in Madura Tinyan Arachayim Simen Samech, in the Shuk Mariyan Arachayim and Simen Kuf Chav Beis, and Shuvas Gurariye Yehuda Simen Kuf Yud. If so, in such an instance, Masirin v'ein shem adin, mikivan sheyesh asay al seor behedya. Here we have an essay. What's the essay? The essay says, "V'yom arishin tashbisu seor mibateichem." The essay tells you that you're not allowed to have seor. So then again, we can learn from Chometz a Kal V'chomer. If Chometz is a Kizayis, she'en chimutzo kasha. If Chometz is a Kizayis, And ein chimutzo kashen. So seor, which chimutzo is kashen, which is a stronger leavening agent, it's certainly going to be aser. And you're going to say to me, ein anshin min adin. So the teretz is that only applies if there's no other essay, but here we have an essay. So since we have an essay, then we can give, we can also punish based on this Kal V'Chomer. So that's the teretz. So answers the Tama Melech in the Perek Beis Mishkit Alach Aleph and the Shuas Yankiv and Eben Ezra Simen Chav. Now the Korban Aroin in Parashas Shmini writes the reason if there is an essay without the Kal V'Chomer, then Onshin Min Adin, because that in Onshin Min Adin, you don't give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer, is because the Kal V'Chomer can't give two madregas. Number one, the Gufa Isser, and number two, the Einish. However, where the Isser is already explicated in an Asay, then we can learn one madrega Min Adin. In other words, the Onish. That's the Korban Aroin. And it's brought in the Kines Radim and Kval Aleph and the Meloh HaRoyim in Ma'areches Ayin Ois Tes Zayin. However, Be'emes, the Tosis Imsachim Adaf Mem Aleph and Aleph, the Ramas Chul'ika, argues with the Rav HaMagid that we mentioned before. Like the Mishnah LeMelech says, in Perek Beis, in Ma'acholas Asuras, Halach Aleph. And it must be that Tosfos has a different reason for Ein Onshin Min Adin. Because again, what's pshat in Ein Onshin Min Adin? Pshat in Ein Onshin Min Adin is that you can't give an onish based on a Kal V'Chomer, but if there's an asay besides the Kal V'Chomer, Onshin Min Adin, because the Kal V'Chomer can't give too much regas of the etzem, iser, and the punishment. Once you already have an iser, and all it has to do is add on the punishment, so then we can learn that from a Kal V'Chomer. But that's all if you hold that without the, that if there's an essay, then Onshin Min Adin. However, Tosfos argues with the Rav HaMagid and holds that even if there's an essay, still ain't Onshin Min Adin. So what's the Svara? What's Tosfos' Svara? We have the Rav HaMagid Svara that Kal V'Chomer can give one Madrega, not two. So as long as you have an essay, you're cool. But Tosfos holds that no, even if you have an essay, a lava b'mechlal essay, you still can't learn the Kal V'Chomer. Why not? They hold another pshat in Ein Onshin Min Adin, and that would be like it says in the Sefer Halichas Olam, in Shar Dalet Perek Beis, and in the Sefer Karban Aaron, the Midas Aaron Perek Beis Chelik Yud Gimel, that the reason Ein Onshin Min Adin is because Dilma Islay Pircha la Kal V'Chomer, Mashanachin Lo Yadanu. Maybe there is a pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. Maybe there is a kasha on the Kal V'Chomer. Ma she'anachnu lo yadanu. What we did not know. And therefore, ein onshin min hadin. Maybe there's a pircha for the Kal V'Chomer, and if we don't know this pircha, then we're going to end up giving somebody a punishment when he doesn't deserve it. Because maybe there's a weakness in the Kal V'Chomer that we're not aware of, and we don't want to punish somebody unnecessarily. So therefore, ein onshin min adin. And this is brought in the Ginas V'Rodim and Klal Aleph. And B'fizeh, even though there's an Isser without the Kal V'Chomer, still ein onshin min adin, and that's Das HaTosfos. That it doesn't matter that we have an Isser besides the Kal V'Chomer, ein onshin min adin, because you don't want to wrongfully punish somebody. Now we see in the Sefer Lekach Tov and Klal Beis, and the Sefer Beis HaOitzer, Klal Nun Vav, Ois Gimel, these are both products of the unbelievable scholarship of Rav Yosef Engel, Zechet Tzadik, V'Kadosh L'Vracha, that maybe there's a pircha of the Kal V'Chomer is only in a minority of cases. But generally, when the Chachamim darshin a Kal V'Chomer, you're going to assume that there's no pircha. And therefore, the Rabbi Magid must hold that we're not choshish for this pircha. Because it's only a miut, and even though in Dinei Nefashis, we paskin that the Rabbi Magid holds that we're not choshish for the miyut. Because even in Dinei Nefashos, we paskin as lina basaruba, that even in din nefashas you follow the rov, like we see in Sanhedrin 69a, Sichulin 11, Chemdes Yisrael, Daf Pei Beis Midat Beis Sefer of the Heiligil, Krichemda, Ginze Yosef, Alef Psicho Kalelas Laprim Begadim, Chelek Aleph Ois Mendalit. So, because of this, where there is an Isser, even in the absence of a Kal V'Chomer, then Ein Shin Min Hadin. Because of this, even where there's an Isser in the absence of the Kal V'Chomer, where there is an Isser, besides the Kal V'Chomer, Ein Shin Min Hadin, maybe there's a Pircha to the Kal V'Chomer, it doesn't bother us because that's only in a minority of cases. And we follow the majority of cases where there's no Pircha to the Kal V'Chomer. We're not Choshish for the mute. So that's mamish awesome. Okay, I hope you're holding cup. We have now that two reasons why Ein Onshin Min Hadin. One is because maybe there's a pircha. That's the way Tosis would hold, quite possibly. But the Rabbi Maybe doesn't hold that way because it's only a minority of cases where there's a pircha. So you don't have to be chayshish. And therefore he says, Ein Onshin Min Hadin, because you can't step up two levels to make the etzim around the punishment. But if there's already an assay, then Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Now, Reb Meir holds in Yevamos 119a, Gittin 2b, and other places, Chayshinan lemi'uta. We are Chayshesh for a mi'ut. Reb Akiva also holds in Makkos 7a, B'choyres 20b, Chayshinan lemi'uta. Ayin Tosis Chulan Dafi Aleph on the base Dibra Maschel Lechush, U'b'choyres Daf Chaf Aleph on the Aleph, Tosis of Dibra Maschel Chelef Poter. Now, according to Tosis and Chulin 12a and 86b, Dibra Maschil Samuch, and in Bechoros 20a, Dibra Maschil Vaisema, they hold that the Reb Meir says Chashina Mamiut, that your Choshish for the minority of cases is only a Derabonim. However, from the Rash ben Chulin, Taf your base, your master chitem it's mashmi yelz that Rameir holds chashinu lamiyuta mi de oy raisa v'chein mashma mi divra haran b'chidush of sham v'chein sfir lula tesviz b'nida divra maschil Reb Meir taflam et beis amir alf the Reb Meir is chashish lamiyut mi de oy raisa. You see that from the kash of tesviz over there. Also the Mordechai and Chulin Tashlaz, he also holds that Reb Meir says chashinu lamiyuta mi de oy raisa. Look also in the Sefer Bais Neman Chedit Hezayin the Makor Mayim Chaim, the Psicha Lechus Shchita is Gimel, and in the Sefer Doireish Letzion, in the fourth Drush, and Daf Yud Zayin on the Gimel, and in the Gloss over there. Wow, that exciting stuff. Now, Rabbi Akiva is definitely Choshesh for the Miut Min HaTorah, because we have Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin Makas Uho, that if he was in the Sanhedrin, then if they were in the Sanhedrin, a person would never have been killed. And the Gemara says, you know why a person never would have been killed? Because Dilma B'makom Messiah Nekev Hava. Maybe this person will kill the other guy. He's killing a Tarifa. And you can't even check it afterwards because where he stuck the sword, that's where there was a hole. So they're choshish for the Miut. Because they would patu from a Chi of Misa out to Miut that this person's a Tarifa. I ain't believe Arya B'chulim B'daf Yitzayin Amar Aleph and Taisis Dibor Maschor Rikiva Savar and the Chuvas of the Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis and Beis Yitzchak. And if so, according to Rabbi Akiva, even if there's an essay without the Kal V'Chomer, Ein Onshin Min Hadin, because maybe there's a pircha to the Kal V'Chomer, like we saw before, in the Korban Aharon. What about the Rov? Usually there's not going to be a pircha. The answer is Rabbi Akiva's choshish for the Miut. No, we don't care about the Rov. He's choshish for the Miut. And therefore, you can't be on your Manish Min Hadin. Rabbi Eliezer holds in Yevamos 61b that Iktana is Messiah Bemis. That Iktana does Yivum, and it's Muchach, that he's not Choshish for the Miut, that maybe she's going to be found to be an Ivanist. He's not Choshish for the Miut, that maybe she's going to be an Ivanist, and therefore she can do Yivum. Ayin b'melo aruim ma'areches ruba, Reb Meir is Dalit, and if so, even Beis Shammai holds you not Choshish for the Miut. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer holds in a choshish for the miut, and therefore he says that Ketan is allowed to be misyavim because it's only a miut of Ilonios. And Beis Shammai is also going to hold that way, because Rebbe Elazar was a shamuti, he was put in excommunicated. He's mitalmidei Beis Shammai, Shabbos 130b, and other places as well. And if so, according to Beis Shammai, where there's an essay without the Kal Vachomer, Ein Shin Min Hadin, and we're not choshish, maybe there's a pircha to the Kal Vachomer, because usually there's no pircha to the Kal Vachomer. So according to Beis Shammai, you can follow the rope without. If there's an essay without the Kal Vachomer, you can be manish min adin. Aye, maybe there's a pircha to the Kal Vachomer. That's only in a myriad of cases. And Beis Shammai is not choshish for the myriad. So now, after that unbelievable long road, for enfer the kasha of the Ostrov Tzurebi. What was the kasha of the Ostrov Tzurebi? That Rava says that we learn from Rabbi Akiva that ain't birchah mitzel of Esreifa. And we said, ma pitom ain't birchah mitzel of Esreifa. Bishamay holds the shir of chametz is a kakoseves. And that can't be learned from that can't be learned from Noiser. So maybe Rabbi Akiva only wants you to burn the Seor. But Chametz is Bechol Dover. Chametz, you can get rid of it anyway. And the idea that it has to be an Erev Yomtif, because Ein Bir Chametz Elav Esreifa is Ein Bir Seor Elav Esreifa. The Seor is the same shear as Noiser. But Chametz is not. Chametz is a bigger shear, and therefore it can't be derived. So maybe Bir Chametz is Bechol Dover. That was the kash of the Ostrov Tzurebi. And the answer is that in Beit Adav Zayin, the Gemara says the reason Beit Shammai, that Tzor B'Gezayis and Chametz is B'Kapaseves, is because all you have to do is write Chametz, and you won't need Tzor. And when you learn Tzor from Chametz, B'Kav V'Chomer. If Chametz is a Gezayis, so it's certainly Tzor. I ain't on Shimon Adin. No. There's an essay of Tashbisu without the Kav V'Chomer. There's an essay of Tashbisu without the Kav V'Chomer. Ain't Shimon Adin. Like the Rabbi Magid. And Beis Shammai is not choshish for the meat. So they don't have to worry that maybe there's a pircha to the Kal Vachomer. So maybe they can use the svar of the Rabbi Magid and say that if there's an essay besides the Los essay, so on Shem and Adin. So it comes out then that according to Beis Shammai, the shear of Chametz is greater than Kakosevis because you don't have to write Sor. Is greater than the shear of Chametz, greater than Sor. You don't have to write Sor. You can learn from Kal Vachomer. Why does it write Sor? To tell you that the shear of Sor, shear of Chametz, is greater than the shear of Sor. It's a kakosevis. So that's all in the world of Beis Shammai. However, Rabbi Akiva is choshesh for the miut min haTorah. Rabbi Akiva is choshesh for the miut min haTorah. And according to him, even if there's an essay without the Kal Vachomer, ain't on Shem Adin. Maybe there's a pircha for the Kal Vachomer. And if so, you can learn Seor but Kal Vachomer Mechametz. And you're going to say you're not getting Malchus for Seor. And if so, if we would learn Seor, with a Kal Vachomer from Chametz, you would say Seor, you're not getting punished. Because ain't on Shem Adin. So you have to write Seor. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to write Seor because you can't learn a Kal Vachomer from Chametz. Why not? Because Ein on Shem and Adin. So Seor had to be written. So once Seor had to be written, you can't say it was written to tell you Shira Shel Zelok or Shira Shel Zelok according to Beis Shammai. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Akiva, Seor and Chametz have the same shear. They're both the Kazayas. And if that's the case, then we can pack a learn Ein Bir Chametz Elav Esreifa. Because Seor as well, a Chametz as well, can be learned from Noiser. Because Noiser is Besreif and it's a Kezayis, and Chametz is also the Kezayis. And the whole Gemara that Shir Shalzeh, Lok Shir Shalzeh, Chametz is a bigger shear, the larger shear, is only according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai says that you can learn a Kal Vachomer Seor from Chametz. Why is Seor written? Tell you, Shir Shalzeh and Chametz are large shear. Lama Chametz is large shear. It can't be learned from from Noser. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a different, completely different story. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can learn a Kal v'chomer because ain on shemen adin. Maybe there's a pircha. Rabbi Akiva's chosh for me if there's a pircha, and if there's a pircha, so you have because of that you have to write soar. Because you can learn from a Kal v'chomer. Once you have to write soar, so you can't say that it's written. Or tell you shir shizalok shir shizal. It turns out the shir of chometz is taka a kizayis, and if the shir of chometz is a kizayis, then it makes a whole lot of sense that you can learn from noiser and. Tackle, we can prove that ain bir chametz el b'sreifa. Not only ain bir seor el b'sreifa, but ain bir chametz el b'sreifa. As is evidenced by the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that you're not allowed to do burning, on Yantiv, it must be that this is done in Erev Yantiv. So Rabbi Akiva is not referring only to Seor, he's referring to Chametz as well. And you can't say that, no, Chametz doesn't need to be burned, because Chametz is different than Seor, because Chametz is a larger shear than Noser, and it can't be learned from Noser. No, it can be learned from Noser, because it's the same shear, as we explain the Shitas Rabbi Akiva. As a Dvarim Hayu Niflaim V'Ga'oinim B'Siyata D'Shmaya, and I thank you so much for listening. And I also want to tell you that in case you think that this is it, no, Rabbeinu has another oifen had a b'miyashi of this kasha, which I'm hoping we'll see in a future shir. And he concludes this shtickle by saying, "Umayushav kushya hanal v'zeh nechmad." I would say zeh nechmad. Moed, moed. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.